Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
Hey, cattle producers, you're invited to be a part of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's 69th Annual Convention and Trade Show happening the 23rd and 24th of July in Norman, Oklahoma. Great speakers and educational sessions, an outstanding trade show, and a great opportunity to network and catch up with fellow cattle producers. Find out more by going to okcattlemen.org. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show, July 23rd and 24th in Norman. You don't want to miss it.
On today's cattle futures and lean hog futures were up. We had the August live cattle at 120.05, up 27. The October's up 55 at 125.25. December live's up 62 at 131.50. The cash trade today looks like there was a few traded at 119 in Kansas, a few at 119 down in Texas and Oklahoma. And then the kill this week, or today rather, was 117,000, a little bit lower than last week's 119,000. Midday box beef, which impacts the live cattle, were up $1.07 at $265.95. Select up 99 cents, $249.57. Feeder cattle were up $1.25 in August at $156.77. And September's up $1.52 at $159.30. October's $1.32 higher at $161. Technically speaking, we've just kind of been in this sideways trading range for months now. But really for the last month or so, we've been right at this 156 level on the August feeder. So hopefully today's rally can carry through until tomorrow and continue and break out here at some point. Lean hogs were up $1.57 in August at 106.57. They seem to have caught some strength here. At the end of the week, we got an on-feed report. The estimates are on feed 99%, placements 94%, marketed 102%.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays, 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. Tuesday, 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And Wednesday, 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, go to their website, OKCWest.com. Or call them 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
The grain futures were mixed here today. We had the Minneapolis wheat, which had been the leader, down the most today. September was down to 897 and three quarters, down 18 and a quarter. Of course, we've been on a historic move. If you go back to the low just in the month of July, it was around 780. And we went all the way up to about 940. So it's a really big rally, and we're just giving some of that back. But that was the weakest contract here. The Kansas City and Chicago wheats were both higher, with September Kansas City up 8.5 at 668 and three quarters, and then September Chicago up 10 and a quarter at 710. Beans were anywhere from four lower to about three to four higher, and then the corn ended up 2 to 2.5 higher. December corn got within striking distance of filling the gap at 573.5. Today's high was 573. So a lot of people are saying they did fill the gap. Technically, I don't think we did, because it's got to go all the way to 73.5, but it did get extremely close. Still this time of year, of course, weather's the main driver. There's a little bit of forecasted rain in the far western and northwestern parts of the Midwest, which would help the Dakotas and Montana and that spring wheat crop primarily. But it hadn't happened, and it's not supposed to be all that much. So we'll see what happens. Stock market today bouncing up with the Dow up 250.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.